We've been hearing from Bob today in a series of interviews that he and I had last month. So let's hear some more from Bob as he talks about what kind of news stories he covered when he worked at WBEN.
Buffalo, in the early days of the 1990s, Buffalo was a community which not only had a lot of tensions and a lot of economic problems, a lot of social problems that it was trying to come to terms with. Buffalo also was trying to pull things together again. Between the politics of the region, the battles, the politics of the Democratic and Republican political leaderships of the Buffalo region. Then at the same time, there was an urban versus suburban split.
Buffalo is a big sports town. Was there much sports coverage on your station?
We had the Bills. We were the station that put out the Bills play-by-play. And, of course, if you know about Buffalo, then you know that if you had the Bills, you had sports. And we had the Bills. And NFL ruled. We figured we were in the catbird seat.
Did you ever get to go and sit in the press box or do any coverage like that?
Yeah, sure did. And was happy to help out a little bit on the coverage, but we had full-time sports staff on WBEN, of course.
When you were at the games, do you have any vivid memories of great moments in Bills sports history?
Yeah, the clinching of the division title in 1978, really to the early 80s. I remember being there again and again when they would nail down the AFC dominance. Oh, yeah, and going to the Super Bowl.
Who was your favorite quarterback?
Well, that was back in the days when Jim Kelly was the dominant sports personality everywhere. And Jim Kelly, by the way, is a really nice guy and a very likable person who we all got to know Jim very well. And he is very much the same guy you think what you saw was what you got with Jim. And boy, that was fun.
Oh, I'll bet. I'm jealous listening to you.
Yeah, the Bills made us want to shout. that was the that was their tagline of their the Bills make me want to shout. That was something that WBEN started out.
The job that you had when you were at WXXI was a lot of interviewing, a lot of bringing listener questions into it. Did you do any of that at WBEN?
I never got to do that. They were thinking about it. They were thinking about bringing that kind of thing to WBEN radio. They didn't go to talk radio. They were very much a general service MOR adult contemporary station back in those days. Now, after 1980, BN was thinking about doing some talk radio back then because they were flirting with adding Limbaugh to their schedule, and they wanted to have a local presence on talk as well.
What was it that precipitated the move to Rochester? I know you're a hometown boy, so were you looking to move back closer to home?
Well, my dad originally needed me to help out with the family business, and he wanted to see if I'd be interested to come back to Rochester to help him out. And so I did, because I had fallen out of love with commercial radio. I couldn't see myself as being on the same station with Rush Limbaugh anyway. I guess I can say that, can't I?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't see myself being on the same station with Rush Limbaugh or anybody like him.
What do you think was happening in commercial radio that generated the rise of people like Rush Limbaugh?
A lot of stations wanted to have an adult radio-oriented format that would be personality-driven and that kind of Rush Limbaugh-ish personality would be sort of a way to sort of get their foot in the door of talk as an adult format. They thought that would be the best way to go, and actually it did work very well for a lot of stations for quite a bit, but at the same time it has a tendency to wear out. And you need something that will be high energy, that will be attractive, but at the same time will bring in people and sort of reach out to be a welcoming format for listeners and won't be a turnoff.
Did you see that as a possibility with WXXI?
That's what I thought sure was going to happen, and I think it worked extremely well. I thought it was an approach to bring people in, to sort of engage people, get them involved, become a place that people can tune in and take part, and in a way that wouldn't just get people mad and now, you needed a welcoming presence, and I think that's one thing was XXI's strength, that I was trying to bring it out in a way that Limbaugh or anybody like him couldn't do.
We're going to be hearing more from Bob Smith a little bit later in the hour, and we do thank everyone for your patience. We're going to try to get to all of our callers who are paying tribute by calling 263-9994 or emailing asktalk@wxxi.org. But right now, let's hear from some more folks who've been regulars on the program. Here's someone who almost needs no introduction, but I will tell you it's Diane Rehm.
Bob Smith, first of all, I want to thank you for serving the public radio community for more than 25 years on your wonderful program, The 1370 Connection. I also want to wish you a quick recovery and all the best for the future. I've enjoyed meeting you, being on your program. I'm so sorry to hear of your illness. I wish you all the best.
Hi, Bob. This is Kathy Bromley, Professor Emeritus from Monroe Community College. What an honor it has been to be a regular guest on your 1370 Connection show for the past 12 years. Whether we were discussing current economic conditions and trends, from the latest numbers on inflation and unemployment to the Great Recession, it was always stimulating and enlightening for me and our listeners. Your immense knowledge of history, politics, and economics constantly amazed me. Bob, you always did your homework as the host, as shown by your insightful questions to me. I appreciated that as we discussed the pulse of the economy. But most of all, your personality and demeanor made it easy for me to overcome my early reticence to appear on a call-in talk show. And soon I looked forward to coming into the studio and enjoyed our interaction, which made the show more appealing, and you certainly knew how to draw our listeners into the conversation. Not an easy task when discussing economics. In conclusion, you will be missed by our listeners, especially by me, since I will not be able to discuss current economic conditions with you on the show, but especially our conversations and discussions after the show. Best wishes, Bob.
Hi, this is Joe Marques. Bob Smith did me the honor of allowing me to be his guest on the 1370 Connection for more than 20 years. Bob's commitment to providing relevant, unbiased information to his radio audience greatly impressed me, and I enjoyed being part of that educational effort for these many years. Not only did I enjoy being a guest once a month, but I also was a faithful listener and learned a great deal from the many impressive guests Bob welcomed to his show. What amazed me was how knowledgeable Bob was about just about any topic. As someone who knows a great deal about just one thin slice of human knowledge, I've always been in awe of Bob's ability to know a great deal about many, many slices of human knowledge. Because he possesses such a vast store of knowledge, Bob has always been able to ask insightful questions, which helped me, and I'm sure his other guests, to focus in on the most important topics of the day. Bob, I'm going to miss your insightful questions, both as a guest and a faithful listener. But know this, you have helped a huge number of people to become better educated citizens, and this has been immensely beneficial to our community. Good luck. I wish you well.
Joe Marquez, Kathy Bromley, and Diane Rehm, of course, of the Diane Rehm Show, all paying tribute to Bob Smith, as we are doing today on this very special edition of 1370 Connection. Bob, we hope and know that you are listening today. As many of you know, Bob Smith has been the host of this program for the last 25 years. He is going to be stepping away from the program now for health reasons, and Bob talked a little earlier in his interview segment about WXXI being a welcoming presence. But we know that you are a big reason that people feel welcome here at WXXI. So we are asking the community now to call in and share your memories about Bob, about your experience, about being on this program as a guest or as a talk show participant. Our phone number is 263-9994, 263-WXXI. You heard Bob say it many times over the years. You can also send us an email at asktalk@wxxi.org. And we have DeShera on the line. DeShera, thanks for waiting, and we're going to ask all of our callers to be patient because lots of you are calling in to share memories. Thanks, DeShera. Did you want to have a comment?
Yes, it's DeAshra. Yes, and I wanted to say that Bob Smith kept Rochester from falling off the face of the earth. Back. Honestly, he did. And as a black person, I can say that because I tuned into him and I really miss him lately. And that's like I don't even turn in at time anymore. but he was very insightful. And I love when he used to bring in Jim Blount. Anyway, but he had a plethora of interesting subject matters that he covered, and he was so fair and non-judgmental. Then he would turn on and ask the most elementary question. I thought, he didn't know that. And what it was is the very question he asked, he would open up so much insight into the bigger picture of what the person was trying to project on the show or whatever. So I think that he is really been an honor to have him in the city. And I hope he stays strong. And Bob, remember, we got you. We got you in our prayers. And thank you so very much.
Thank you for calling. Thanks, DeAshra, for sharing that memory. Let's go now to Jack, who's listening, I believe, in Henrietta. Hi, Jack. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to say that I've been listening to Bob for about 20 years. And I often thought, man, he knows so much about Western New York politics, he'd be a perfect mayor. Now, I happen to know that recently what's going on is, it's a great publicity stunt, he's gone underground. in a few days, and now you know about this, an announcement is coming. He's a last-minute write-in for mayor. From January 2014, Mayor Bob Smith. So I just wanted to share that. This is coming out in a few days. Viva Smith! So that's my tribute.
Thank you very much, Jack. I'm sure Bob would appreciate that, and I'm sure he'd have a comment if you were here in the studio with us. But Bob, you heard it here first, Bob. Let's go now to Jerry Ludwig. Jerry, of course, we know you for many years being on this program, and thanks for calling today.
Well, thank you, and I'd like to send a big hello to Robert. You know, after the first 15 or 20 years on the connection, I felt I could call Bob Robert instead of Bob. And he never cringed once. The only time I was late for the show was when I had driven in from Naples and got caught in the can of worms reconstruction. So that was a while ago, needless to say. One of his favorite lines, "Now, Jerry, what about paint? Always led us down one path, while his loyal listeners would often lead us down another. Always interesting, always fun, and always different." The credit goes to Bob for keeping it that way. I've got great many memories of the show, and to briefly sum up, as Bob always said, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. Thanks, Jerry, so much for the call.
And thank you for all of your participation with 1370 Connection. Our regular guests have made the show really, really special over the years with Bob. Let's go now to Lance. Hi, Lance. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Lance. I'm a 50-year-old white guy living in the city, and you couldn't find a person who is less of a sports fan than I am. However, you know, when Bob would be talking baseball with one of his learned guests, it just became fascinating. I was just so intrigued. And that happened with antiques and lawn and garden and with, you know, how to fix up your house, all of those things. The meat issues of politics of the day as well as the more mundane. But that's not why I'm calling. The reason I'm calling is that everybody so far today has talked about the show and Bob and his guests in the past tense. And I just want to posit that his information, his knowledge, his personality, the guests he's had, the issues he's tackled, actually project into the future. Guys like me pay attention to what was going on that show. And I have tried to communicate that to other people that I know, either overtly or subliminally. I've done it with my children. And I just wanted to be known and to be recognized that it's not so much about the past. I think the importance of 1370 Connection, held together by Bob Smith for 25 years, is more about the future. It's what we all take away from that program and live in our own lives every day and project out to the people and the family that we all enjoy interacting with. So that's the legacy. It's not so much the past. It's all in the future. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much, Lance.
Yeah, Lance, that's a lovely, lovely thought, and I think that you're absolutely right. You know, we those of us that worked with Bob day in and day out for the last 25 years, I won't say that we took him for granted, but we always knew what we were going to get in that present moment, and I think it's lovely that Lance brought up the fact that the Bob's knowledge, his curiosity, his decency, his politeness is something that he certainly is still very much that way, and he's leaving it in this sense of civil discourse for future generations. That's certainly the feeling from Elizabeth, who wrote in via our email box today at asktalk@wxxi.org. She says that she recently retired from a career as a home tutor with the Rochester City School District. And Elizabeth writes, I spent my lunch hour sitting in my car eating my sandwich on a side street or a parking lot, just catching a few minutes of Bob's wonderful program before going off to meet her next students in their home. She says, I appreciated this brief interlude of bright and insightful conversation breaking into my day of quadratic equations and periodic tables. What impressed Elizabeth was Bob's innate sense of decency and fairness, his broad knowledge, and his engaging style. He made me forget the zero temperature outside my window. I will miss him. It's true. Bob is a warm guy, and Bob, we appreciate your warmth. And as Lance said, we appreciate you taking your warmth right into the future. Let's stay with the telephones now. You can share a memory about Bob or make a comment about his program over the years, 1370 Connection, by calling us at 263-9994, 263-WXXI. And let's go to Carvin on line four. Hi, Carvin. Thanks for calling today.
Hello. It's my pleasure to call. And I just want to thank you so much for doing this show. I had wondered what had happened to Bob. And I'm glad to hear that he is in good recovery and doing well. And I hope he takes up Garth on his recommendation to come and take some dance classes. But I just want to say, as a Rochester resident and a filmmaker, I've had the pleasure and the opportunity of being interviewed by Bob. And he was wonderful, as many have said, always prepared, always articulate, and always interesting. But if it was just that about me, that really wouldn't be enough. What I really appreciate from Bob Smith is that he brought a level of civility and a level of sophistication that talk radio in America does not usually have. The majority of people, and even in this market, seem to be determined to create controversy, to stir, to roil people up, and to separate people and profit from that. Bob did no such thing ever that I listened to. He was civil. He engendered the most sophisticated and detailed analysis and response, and always showed respect to his guests. He interviewed me on four or five occasions, and as you know, Lee, my films tend to be very controversial and sometimes difficult to deal with, especially my film on lynching. But Bob digested that material and entertained, created an engaging hour on that material and fielded calls that were not necessarily supportive of that material. So he will be sorely missed in this landscape. And I hope that WXXI searches from here to eternity to find someone who is at least worthy of occupying that position. And I hope that finally that Bob does well in his retirement, and he will sorely be missed. And Bob, I truly thank all the great work that you've done, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much, Carvin. And I want to assure you and everyone that we are searching for Bob's successor, because he can never be replaced, and we are searching diligently. I did have the opportunity to speak with Bob a few times in the past month and record those conversations. So let's hear from Bob again as he talks about his earliest 1370 Connection programs.
The major office holders, like we did the mayor, members of the congressional delegation, the state legislature, we did the county executive, and they would not be in mostly a set hour, set day, but they would often make themselves available on a regular basis.
So who was the first Rochester mayor that you interviewed?
It would have been Tom Ryan when he was mayor. And he made a memorable appearance on the program when he made a disparaging remark about a man who was running against him in a primary. He said, "Oh, not this BS, bleep bleep." When the guy called in, this is a live show, remember? And I'll never forget that. That was one of the interesting aspects of a live show, that sometimes they could be spontaneous and unexpected and unrehearsed. And that was sure unexpected.
Did you have a delay system or a beep system?
Yes, we did. We did have a delay system, a 10-second delay, right from the beginning. I had a very good board operator, and he was very quick on the reaction and the switch, invoking and managing bleeping that off.
Can you think of some of the other times when you've had to use that delay, or did it not get used very often?
It very rarely got used at all. All the time that we've ever done the show.
You got to interview a lot of famous theatrical and film people. Who do you think was your favorite?
I think in a way, one of the most thought-provoking conversations I had to be the writer Philip Roth, the guy who did Portnoy's Complaint and some of the other novels that were among the most talked about. And he made a really striking claim that he was absolutely convinced that the American public had never been challenged by fiction writers that really required a lot of thought and a lot of time spent to be read. And he said basically that they all were skimmable.
I remember a wonderful interview that you did recently with the actress Mimi Kennedy.
Oh, she was great. She's a delight. She, of course, is a Rochester native and also perhaps best remembered for her appearances on television. And I think she is one of Rochester's treasures. And people found her just delightful.
I remember you also did, in connection with some of the film festivals, you interviewed several very big-name people, and I remember a particularly charming interview that you did with Isabella Rossellini.
Oh, she was great. She is amazing. And, of course, she has a long backstory that goes back not only to her parentage, but to her work on film and on television. And she shared a lot of her backstory and her mother, Ingrid Bergman, and her father, Roberto Rossellini, the director and screenwriter, and wove all of that into the life of her work. It was a beautiful recounting.
Early on when I was at WXXI, there was a, I can't remember if it was just one show or a series of shows, but it was with Dr. Timothy Quill. And I know you've done follow-ups with him on end-of-life issues.
Yeah, right, because that one was a very thought-provoking one that really centered around how one chooses to end one's life. And he thought everybody should have the right to essentially write the last pages of their own story. And he offered people a way to do that. And it was a very thought-provoking thing because people thought to themselves after hearing it, what would I choose if I got into a situation that was unendurable? Would I choose to end my life story at that point? Would I choose to end the suffering? I've never had that situation. I've never had a situation that presented itself that way, and I've never known anybody to find himself in that particular pass. I hope I never have to even think about that.
And we all hope the same too, Bob.
Yeah.
One of the things you were very good at was turning on a dime if news was breaking, and I think probably the biggest series of programs were right after September 11th, 2001.
Oh, boy. That was a difficult day. I think we will all say, those of us who have deep memories of that day, that we were fighting through our tears when we saw what had happened and how it unfolded that particular day. It was terrible, difficult, but we reached out with people who had some expertise in how to cope with a situation of that kind of loss. And at the same time, we looked for people who understood the perpetrators of that particular age at that time and that particular circumstance and who could shed some kind of light and what would drive somebody to fly a jetliner into a skyscraper just to make that kind of statement.
Well, I think also in the months that followed that and years that followed that, you made a tremendous effort to bring together people to talk about ways to come together.
Yeah, because that was what we really had to do.
Do you think that it helped listeners and the community in general to understand that it was a small minority? They weren't speaking for the entire Muslim world.
Oh, I think it did. I think it helped them understand that that was not reflective even of a tiny fragment of any group anywhere, much less anybody within a major faith community.
In looking back over the years, is there a particular show or shows that stand out for you as the crowning achievement of your career?
That's hard to say. I'd like to think that the best achievement that I did was creating an atmosphere through which people just let their hair down and shared their own feelings and their own thoughts and their own ideas and felt uninhibited by joining the conversation. And they did. Let it all hang out. And I think that was one thing I was really happy to do, to encourage people to share what they had in their minds and let it rip. And they did.
And we're inviting you to share what's on your mind today, your memories of Bob Smith, at 263-9994 or at asktalk@wxxi.org. We'll be hearing from listeners in just a couple of minutes, but some of his regular guests have been coming to the studio to record their greetings and their remembrances of Bob. So let's hear now from George Conboy.
Bob Smith was really the best prepared interview I've ever worked with. I don't know if Bob did a lot of prep work for each interview, and I suspect he must have. But he was not only 100% in-depth on our topics, he never failed to ask questions or make comments that I hadn't anticipated. And he often had me running to catch up on topics that I felt I'm an expert in. There was one time a few years ago, I recall, Bob and I were about mid-session live. And, of course, 1370 Connection is a call-in show. And my mother called. She was using a pseudonym. She was asking some crazy, friendly softball of a question. And, of course, I recognized her voice. Bob was making kind of a face because her question, whatever it was so crazy. And I just wrote on a card, "My mother," and held it up for him. We both simultaneously hit the cough button and had a good chuckle over that, but we didn't let it get in the way of the show. He was a great guy to work with, and I'm going to miss him.
I had the pleasure of working with Bob on the College of Collectible Knowledge, and I'm Jack Wanderman, and I think we've done the program for 11 years. It was always I always look forward to coming in and being with Bob and taking part in the show. I always admired his ability to very deeply question and probe issues, and when we talked about things, to find out what the source information was. And I always respected that in somebody that can do that. We really had a large listening audience, and I think people generally benefited from not only our knowledge, but Bob's knowledge as well. He was very adept in talking about coins, antique cars, sports memorabilia. It really were the golden years at WXXI. Thank you.
Bob Smith, what can we say? We've spent many, many years. This is Yvonne Jordan from the College of Collectible Knowledge. Many years, more than we can count almost. And before us, Bob hosted the program with Ed Cornwall. So he's actually done it many more times than we have. We miss him greatly. We were always impressed by how he handled the board, juggled our moments of silence while Jack and I looked at each other and shrugged. Bob was busy filling our knowledge with his knowledge, and it was an extensive knowledge and still is an extensive knowledge. We're looking forward to our longstanding sushi date that we haven't quite managed to put together yet. Bob, if you're listening to this, we miss you, we love you, and we hope you're doing well.
And we know that Bob Smith is listening today to this very special edition of 1370 Connection in his honor here on WXXI. I'm Elisa Orlando. Gene Fisher is with me. And you've been hearing Bob's voice over these last couple hours, too, because Gene conducted a series of interviews and conversations with Bob. We're going to be sharing more of those in just a few minutes. You've also heard from some of Bob's guests and participants over the years, his 25 years of hosting 1370 Connection. Bob's retiring for health reasons after a stroke this past April, but you can remember him right now and speak directly to him. He's not on the air with us today, but we know he's listening. So please feel free to give us a call at 263-9994, 263-WXXI, the phone number you heard Bob giving out for years and years, and share your tribute and your memories of Bob Smith. Many of you have called in today, and I know you've been waiting a long time, so thank you so much for your patience if you're waiting in the queue. Keith, you've been hanging on there for many minutes. Thanks very much for waiting.
Well, I would like to say that I'm probably one of Robert's original groupies. I never told him that, but throughout the day, I would always tell people, did you listen to WXXI, blah, blah, blah. I was an original caller because at one time I complained to him. I was on hold, and back then you paid 25 cents a minute for your trunk-mounted cell phone. But throughout Bob's shows that he's always had, he's had some really good shows, and through his own admission, I'll bet you he'll admit that he didn't have some really good shows. But he always told you information. He told you things you should know, and he never once told you how you should think, which I think, in my opinion, is what a talk show host should do. Should be the moderator between the guests and the call-in people. And he did that with expertise. And he will be missed.
Thanks very much, Keith. Thanks for the call. Not the first time we've heard that today, that Bob was fair, that he didn't tell people what to think. We appreciate that sentiment. We have a Twitter account at WXXI News. We have someone who tweeted. This came to us through our email box. Michael wrote in to say that Bob Smith was the best at Issues Radio. He says, I had the privilege to have a 10-minute interview with him as a Republican candidate. Felt that he was really great at Issues Radio. And you can share your memories, too, at this phone number, 263-9994, 263-WXXI. We'll go now to line one. Tim's been waiting. Thanks so much for your patience. Tim, are you there with us? Oh, I'm sorry. That's Tej. Forgive me. Tej, you've been waiting for a bit, too, and Tej is one of Bob's colleagues on the TV side.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Bob. I know that you're listening, and I'm just calling in to wish you well in your recovery and to just say that I agree with most of Bob's listeners that he was just, he's always well informed about his topics. And Bob has always impressed me by being able to talk about anything from Jay-Z and P. Diddy to world politics and global affairs. And so he's just always been a wealth of knowledge. And I just wanted to wish him well and let him know that he is missed, and it's been a pleasure working with him.
Thanks so much, Tej, and thanks for taking time to call and share your memories and your appreciation. Let's go now to Kelly. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hi. I've just been listening on my drive from Webster to Brockport, and I thought I was going to break into tears when Tom Proietti played Bob's voice signing off.
Mm-hmm.
I miss him so much. I only discovered your station about a year ago, but I always made sure that I had to be in my car going somewhere between 12 and 2 so I could listen to Bob. And he made any topic interesting for me, even baseball. I couldn't believe one day I was listening to this show on baseball, and I was actually interested in it. And he taught me that differences of opinion are just that, and they're just interesting, and they're not the end of the world, and that we should all respect each other. He was just wonderful and so well-read and well-rounded. I really enjoyed him.
Thanks, Kelly. And I have to tell you that I recorded Tom Proietti doing his tribute, and Tom and I both cried at the end of it when we played the Bob Smith intro to the show. So thank you for sharing that with us as well. Let's go now to Paul. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Bob made me famous as Paul from Brighton, dating back to Soundbites and continuing right on to 1370 Connections. You know, Bob was so widely read for his own education that when an author came to town to sit on that same table with Bob, Bob had the background from reading for pleasure books on the same topic by other authors. And so he could sit down and discuss not just what this book said, but how that related to other books in the field. I think it would not be out of place for the Rochester School Board to name him one of the area's major educators.
Oh, what a lovely thought.
What a great idea, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for the call and the memory. And we appreciate everyone who is calling in today. And if you're in line on the phone lines, please hold on. We appreciate your patience. Our number is 263-9994, 263-WXXI. As we pay tribute today to Bob Smith, the host of this program, 1370 Connection, for 25 years. Bob is retiring for health reasons, and we're spending a couple of hours today to remember how much he brought to the local news scene, the local education scene, the arts and cultural life of our community, and how he has improved talk radio in our community. It's a very important job that he's had over these years, and these are going to be very big shoes to fill. Again, the number is 263-9994. You can also send us an email at asktalk@wxxi.org, A-S-K-T-A-L-K at wxxi.org. Audrey just sent us an email. She says, I never realized how much I love the program with Bob till he was off the air. I've learned a lesson to appreciate things more because of this. Thanks for the years of educating and entertaining me, and good luck to you, Mr. Smith. You are missed. That is absolutely true.
And we're going to hear a little bit more from Bob. As you know, I was able to conduct a series of conversations. He allowed me to record a series of conversations with him as he was recovering. And so let's hear from Bob now. He's going to share what happened to him on April 12th.
What happened was I had a cerebral hemorrhage, physically the right side of my brain that controls some of my motor movements, my legs, my arms, my hands, and it can get kind of painful at times, and sometimes it can be limiting. I don't walk well, and I don't move my arms and hands terribly well on the left side of my body. And fortunately, I can still speak well, I can hear, and I can still hear very well. I'm sentient, and I can think well, I hope. I hope that's coming across. And yet, there are times when I may be a little bit hesitant in my speech, and there will be times when I hunt for the words that are appropriate. And there will be times when I will be feeling pain, twinges of pain in my legs or my arms, and those will even interrupt me for a moment here and there. But I fight that, and I try to get past that as much as I can.
And you're doing physical therapy and pain management therapy, right?
I am doing physical therapy and pain management, and fortunately, medicine has helped me quite a bit in that regard. And I hope I'm doing well.
Well, I think that we can all say that just on the basis of these conversations we've been sharing, that your wonderful mind is still there, and we're so glad that you're sharing it with us. What are you thinking about for the future beyond the pain?
That is a lot. That is a lot going to be conditioned on first, how do I conquer the pain that does get in the way? How much it inhibits me in movement now, and perhaps every once in a while, as I sit down and talk with people, there will be times when it will get a little bit challenging, but fortunately, the pain hasn't interrupted our conversation right now.
So, are you looking at things, maybe doing some writing or blogging?
Writing, blogging, and I hope to post some thoughts and launch some conversations and perhaps launch community dialogues with people who choose to engage me in the future. And I hope they'll share their thoughts with me and allow me to share their thoughts as well. And who knows? Who knows what I'll do? Would I like to contribute to the community? You bet. I'd like to make a contribution for the betterment of Rochester and Western New York. I've always thought in myself that my work for public broadcasting at WXXI was doing something of that kind.
You spent 25-plus years talking to people and getting them to talk to you, and what would you like to tell your audience?
What I'd like to see them do is, first of all, find in their minds what kinds of improvements they would like to see in our public life, in our issues, what would really move this community as far as we possibly can. I'd like to see new ideas to regenerate the economy of the Rochester region, create jobs, create businesses, create ideas, and perhaps as well create some new institutions that would move the community as along and maybe bring us to a new renaissance in economic activity and business activity. I think this community has within itself so many possibilities, and I'd love to see us search within ourselves and move that forward, I really think we can do it.
And would you like to say thank you to anybody or anything like that?
I want to say thank you to everybody, to the tens of thousands of people who listened to me and took part in the conversation we had on the air. And I'd like to thank you all, and I hope that it contributed to the community's betterment, and I hope it will keep it going on.
Thanks. What a great sentiment for the future from Bob Smith, and I was really privileged to be able to speak to him as he was making his recovery, and I hope you've enjoyed hearing from him as well. We'll be taking more of your calls at 263-9994, but first let's hear from a few more community members that whose lives were touched by Bob, and we'll begin with Louise Slaughter.
Bob was a thoroughgoing professional, also a great gentleman, and I was always so intrigued by his depth of knowledge. Some of the best times that I have ever had as a member of Congress or elected official has been when I had the chance to sit down and talk with Bob Smith. I could tell from his audience how much they appreciated him and what he was doing, and I add myself to one of his biggest fans.
Hi, I'm Bob Lonsbury from Wham 1180. For almost 20 years, Bob Smith and I competed over the lunch hour. That means that for 20 years, I never got to call in the College of Collectible Knowledge. And it means for 20 years, to catch Mr. Smith, I had to listen to the repeat at night, something I often did, and something which I never failed to appreciate. Because while I suspect that Bob Smith and I pretty much canceled each other out every election day, I never failed to be in awe of either his native enthusiasm, his vast knowledge, or his absolutely boundless love for Rochester and this region. Bob Smith is a gem. Bob Smith, over a long career, made a contribution to his station and our community that I think is second to none, at least in my experience. I have heard him many times draw information out of people that they didn't want to give. I have heard him on many occasions express far better than his guests could the sentiment they were trying to communicate. But first, last, and always, what I heard in Bob Smith was a friend, someone who people could turn to every day on the radio and feel the familiarity and the fondness that is a function of true friendship. Well, as Bob Smith enters his retirement, I hope he knows he does so with the gratitude and love of all in this community, and that includes me. Again, I don't believe I ever got to hear his show live, and I never had the opportunity to call in. For me, he was always the evening man on the radio. And for me, in many ways, for the last generation, Bob Smith has been the voice of Rochester. Sir, God bless you in your retirement, and thank you for many, many wonderful years of service.
I've known Bob from two different perspectives. Obviously, when I was in broadcasting and beyond, he was highly regarded as one of local radio's finest producers, best hosts. But as one of the opinion leaders that Bob has interviewed, I'll say grilled, over the years, I've always had an amazing respect for his commitment to civil engagement and civil discourse. Bob was very, very knowledgeable. He was a subject matter expert. And so when you talked to him, you always felt that he was very, very informed about about the subject that you were addressing, and it was always a very interesting exchange. Very smart, very talented, and certainly has contributed to WXXI's reputation for excellence in the community. So we wish him well. It's hard to replace someone like Bob Smith when they move on, but I know he's been a role model to a lot of younger broadcasters. He's raised the bar for those that follow, and that's a good thing.
And that was our county executive, Maggie Brooks. And we just received an envelope from the county executive's office. The title of it, Proclamation, Bob Smith has served our community as a radio show host and producer for more than 25 years. I'll just read little bits of it. He joined WXXI in March of 1988. His work has been honored with several awards, including a New York State Associated Press Broadcasters Association Award. He helped launch public school reform in the city of Rochester. Therefore, I, Maggie Peggy Brooks, Monroe County Executive, do hereby proclaim Thursday, October 17, 2013, to be Bob Smith Day in Monroe County and encourage all residents to celebrate Bob's invaluable dedication to our community and wish him all the best as he continues to recover. A proclamation from our County Executive, Maggie Brooks.
It's Bob Smith Day here in Rochester. We are very proud and pleased to honor Bob Smith. We know Bob's listening today, and for the next 8 minutes or so, you have a chance to honor Bob yourself by calling us at 263-9994. We've been listening to his voice for these past couple of hours. Gene Fisher, who's on the air with me today, conducted a series of interviews with Bob not that long ago where he recounted his career in broadcasting and his career here at WXXI. We appreciate hearing his voice, and now I know that he'd love to hear your voice. So call us at 263-9994. Share your memories of being a guest on Bob's show or a participant in the conversation. Let's go to the telephones now. I know that many of you have called in today and have been waiting, so I'm hoping that you are still there on line four, Tom. Thanks so much for holding on today.
First off, I've been listening forever, okay? And I'm really an old man. And Bob Smith is an incredible, I mean, just like awesome. Also, my other comment could be real quick. I think you're doing a bang up job of filling his shoes, and they're big shoes to fill.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks so much for those sentiments. That's lovely to hear from you, and we certainly appreciate the call. Let's stay with our telephones line now at 263-9994. Go right ahead, Steve. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, this is Steve from Victor, an infrequent visitor on the air with Bob. Long-time listener to all kinds of talk show shows. Before Bob, there was Eddie Hasbrook, and a long time ago, it was Long John Neville. But only those old people will remember that. There are two things I want to say about Bob that I think were particularly great. One of them is his concept, his experience in Buffalo and Rochester. So he gives you a sense of the region as well as the city. And, of course, he expands the city of Rochester into the counties around and has always paid attention to what's going on everywhere, which was a great thing to do. That metro concept. The other was the background and education, both here and in Canada. He gave us a Canadian point of view as well, often referred to it. That was a tremendous advantage to people understanding where we are and how things work. The final thing I want to say is there are catchwords that will be with me forever, and one of them is follow the money.
Yep.
Bob, just have a great retirement, and I hope that you call in from time to time to 1370. I'll be listening for you.
Thank you so much for your thoughts, Steve. We truly appreciate your memories and your comments. There's still time for you to make a comment if you'd like to call in at 263-9994. You're listening to a special edition of 1370 Connection. We are honoring Bob Smith today. He's retiring for health reasons from this program after 25 years. And so many of you have called in today or sent emails. We got an email in our email box, asktalk@wxxi.org, from Ron. Ron says, I remember an interview you did with a historian. You brought up ideas about Eisenhower, and I could hear over the radio that a light bulb went off for the historian. So thanks for your intelligent conversation. And I would also like to say that if you'd like to see some of the proclamations that have been made by Mayor Richards or by the County Executive Maggie Brooks, they are on our Twitter account. We have pictures on our Twitter account at WXXI News, and you can just follow us there, and you can take a look at the photos of Bob. We've got some photos of Bob from his early days in radio and some more current photos as well. And we got from our Twitter account and from our email box, a very short but heartfelt comment. Thank you, Bob. Gracious, knowledgeable, and a gentleman. Missed.
And to those words, I would add brilliant, dedicated to excellence, a gentleman and a friend, fearless. And I think that fearlessness is what's going to take Bob through his recovery.
Right. Many of us think of Bob, of course, as a talk show host. But, of course, a lot of us remember his spot-on political analysis on election night. Bob and I co-hosted election night broadcasts on television quite often. I remember one of the most fun nights of my life was when Bob interviewed Billy Collins, who was at the time the Poet Laureate of the United States, mm-hmm. at the Dryden Theater. And it was a fantastic evening. Bob made the evening so much fun, and he and Billy Collins were fantastic. fantastic, and Bob had a great ability to draw out even the most reticent of guests. We appreciate everything that you have brought to the talk show airwaves over the years, and we've heard many people from our community talking about that during this program. Let's take another call now. Let's go to line one. George, you've been waiting. Georgiana, thank you so much, Georgiana, for waiting.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to say I concur with the comments of the previous callers, but I'd just like to add, Bob, because I know you're listening, you are irreplaceable. Thank you so much for the time you spent with all of us. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Georgiana.
And now let's hear from Pete. Thanks for calling, Pete.
Good afternoon, Bob. Miss you, brother. I've been listening to you for almost as long as you've been on the air. You helped keep my sanity when I was injured and immobile. I want to thank you for the education, the opportunity to speak and converse with some very important people, and be well, brother.
Thanks so much, Pete. We appreciate your calling and also all of your contributions to the show and to all of the regular callers who call in. I hear names and people sound so familiar, and I think of not just Bob as a friend, but the people who regularly contributed. And one of the other things I remember about Bob is his sense of humor. Bob,
oh, yeah.
Bob
funny.
Is one of the funniest
funny.
People, but very dry. Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny. He's dry. I remember standing. I used to stand in the doorway of his office. We'd all the time talk, have political conversations, and he always has the joke at the end of the conversation. That's really fantastic.
Yeah. One time he walked by my office. It was on Mardi Gras. You know, the Tuesday before Lent, and I had a great big pile of Mardi Gras beads that I had ordered from a warehouse in New Orleans. And he kind of walked by and he looked at them puzzled, and he said, "Please don't take this the wrong way, but how did you get so many Mardi Gras beads?"
And, of course, Matthew Leonard wrote in via email from the Innovation Trail saying that he wanted to acknowledge Bob's professional generosity, good humor, and he says, "My God, the man's a walking encyclopedia." That is definitely true.
Yeah.
Bob, I'd just like to say that I learned from you. I loved listening to you. I feel like you're a good friend, and I always have felt and appreciated your authenticity, your intelligence, and your curiosity. Thanks, Bob, for everything.
And as you know, we've been talking about this. Bob is stepping away from the program for health reasons. We hope that he will become a future participant in the talk show as we move forward. Our intention is to continue the journey that Bob started us on with 1370 Connection. Thank you so much to everyone who called or came in and recorded a tribute. If you didn't get a chance to be on the air, send an email to asktalk@wxxi.org. We'll make sure that Bob gets your sentiments, and this show will be put on as a podcast at wxxi.org if you didn't get to hear the whole thing. Thank you so much, Elisa.
And thank you, Gene, for your lovely conversations with Bob. And thank you for listening and for making 1370 Connection what it is. You're listening to 1370 Connection on WXXI, your NPR news station.